Track 14, New Light Through Old Windows. Norwich's ancient churches don't just close their doors when congregations dwindle. They are revived as puppet theatres, circus training centres and offices, as Chris Armstrong of Norwich Historic Churches Trust reveals.
It used to be said that Norwich had a church for every week of the year and a pub for every day. But things change. First the churches began to close, and now the pubs. While not many may miss, at least from the architectural viewpoint, the pubs, the loss of a large number of beautiful medieval churches would have hugely diminished the charm of the city centre. Fortunately, many of the churches still stand, no longer functioning as places of worship, but still a testament to the skills and devotion of those who built them to the glory of God. And even if we cannot worship in them, we can admire them, visit them, and cherish them as part of the architectural heritage of our fine city. They were saved because enough people cared. When it was recognised in the 1960s that not all the churches remained financially sustainable because of diminishing congregations, reflecting both the general decline in church attendance and the population shift from city centre to suburbia, there was a very real risk that some churches would have to be demolished. Charities already existed which supported redundant churches, but Norwich was a special case. The particular importance of Norwich lay in the sheer quantity of medieval churches within the compact city centre. Some were maintained for worship, a few others are cared for by the Church's Conservation Trust, but 18 remained, some of them small churches in small parishes, not soaring ecclesiastical edifices enjoying regional or even national recognition. They were literally and metaphorically parochial. They were perhaps too numerous and individually too small to be caught in the net of larger charities, and the future looked bleak. Fortunately, the will existed locally to fight for these churches, and that will extended into City Hall. Norwich City Council reached an agreement with the church commissioners to take over the freehold of the individual churches as they became redundant. In 1973, the Norwich Historic Churches Trust was established to look after and maintain them, and to find uses for the buildings which would benefit the community. Today, nearly 50 years later, the Trust still looks after those 18 medieval former churches, which have over time been put to a wide range of community uses, from counselling to circus training, from probation to puppetry. The Trust is responsible for maintaining the structural integrity of the buildings, for finding tenants whose work is of value to the community, and managing those tenancies in a way which helps to fund the ongoing cost of maintenance. A special responsibility is to provide opportunities for the public to learn more of the city's heritage. It also needs to plan for raising the necessary finance to cope with the occasional unanticipated major structural issue with any of the churches. With so large and so ancient a portfolio of properties, those occasions sometimes come too often. To manage these responsibilities, the Trust has a staff of three, dealing respectively with the continual process of surveying, repairing, and restoring the churches, managing both the tenancies and the development of heritage opportunities and finance. They work from the Church of St. Martin at Palace and are backed by a board of 16 trustees, three appointed by the City Council, and the others recruited to contribute a range of skills of value to the Trust. Last year, I was privileged to become one of those trustees. A lovely irony for me, because in the 1920s, my father was the vicar of St. James Pockthorpe, one of the churches in our care. Quite what he would have made of the church having become the Norwich Puppet Theatre is something I can't imagine. But in an age when the cathedral can host a helter-skelter in the nave, he'd probably have taken it in his stride. In my family papers, I still have his license to the parish. His affection for this, his first parish, was such that he left the church a silver chalice in his will, later transferred to St. Martin at Palace when the church at Pockthorpe closed. It's difficult with such a wide range of choices to pick on just a few to write about in a short article. But to those two, I'm going to add St. Michael Coslany, also known as St. Miles. Let's take St. James's first. There's been a church there since Norman times. My family connection with the church doesn't go back that far, but in the 1870s, my great-grandfather twice recorded in his diary taking service there. He was not complimentary. On the second occasion, writing, "Took service at St. James, a terribly low and squalid place. Groups dirty, idle, smoking, and very few, except aged, at church. One bystander offered to attend the service if my ancestor would buy his entire stock of watercress. Offer declined." Professor Sir Dermid McCulloch once memorably described Armstrong Sr. as a man of pleasingly strong intolerances. Certainly he wasn't one to mince his words. A family failing, I fear. St. James's began its secular life as the Norwich Night Shelter, which had been opened cautiously in March 1974. The Norwich Churchman reported that the initial 1972 trial period was started without publicity because it was not wanted to create a need that didn't exist. Within a month, there were normally a dozen occupants sleeping on the floor and being fed soup, bread and tea. The need clearly did exist, and since the sole income of the shelter was a grant of £1,000 a year, something more significant had to be done, so the shelter moved to St. Martin at Oak, where it remained for over 25 years. St. James's new and still current role could hardly be more different. In 1980, the Norwich Puppet Theatre opened in the church and has, ever since, been a wonderful community asset, bringing joy to children and adults alike with its shows and offering creative learning opportunities. The converted church can seat 165, probably more than the congregation in my father's time. St. Michael has had a more diverse secular career as, successively, a storage site for the Puppet Theatre, a martial arts gym, and a science discovery centre. It is now the home of the Oak Circus Centre and its Lost in Translation Circus, adding yet more diversity to the contribution made by the Trust's tenants to the artistic scene in the city and further afield, as it tours both the UK and internationally as a travelling circus. At its Norwich base, it offers a range of learning activities and even hosts events ranging from corporate team-building days to children's parties. The Trust itself operates from St. Martin at Palace. This was originally the daughter church of St. James, whose congregation moved there when St. James closed. The church, adjacent to the law courts, was closed in the early 1970s and later became a day centre used by the probation service for nearly 30 years before moving to the home of Move On East, a charity set up to help previous offenders. When they moved, the Trust decided to make a base there for its small team, in the very heart of the city. Their working environment is highly appropriate, and in quieter moments they can enjoy the sight of the wall paintings, mainly from the 19th century, but also a fragment of one from medieval times. With tenants involved with music, the theatre, the circus, antiques, books, and art, the former churches certainly make a significant contribution to the cultural life of the city, and the tradition of public services continues with both counselling services and children's social care and educational provision for vulnerable youngsters offered by other tenants. The city benefits not just from the aesthetically pleasing sight of so many fine heritage buildings dotted around its medieval centre, but also from the nature and variety of uses to which they have been put, adding more than just a dash of colour to our lives and offering care and help to those in need.